Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Tej Talks podcast. Really quick episode today. I am speaking at a few networking events in the next 2 months. And I thought, hold on a minute. All of you lot always say to me, oh, Tej, I didn't know you were at this event. Didn't know you were speaking. Didn't know about this event. Well, look, I'm going to put them all in one place. I'm going to get interviews with all the hosts of all the events I'm speaking at. So you know what it's about. You know what the timing is, the date, the location, everything. I need you to understand the vibe because social media is important, don't get me wrong, and you know I love it, but you need to get out there, you need to see the whites in people's eyes, as they say, you need to shake hands, you need to do some networking. And I often say that, you know, pure property events can be a bit dry and a bit boring, but this one is going to be a little bit different. So, Madison, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Oh, I'm on Tej Talks podcast.
Hey, listen, I can't believe it either, to be fair. I feel like hanging up. So really quickly, who are you? What do you do?
So I am Madison, or better known as Mads the Trader on social media. And that is what I do. I am a Forex trader. I've been doing that for the last 8 years. And now I have created a brand to bring not only trading but a range of other careers together and make it a vibe.
Yeah. Now, Madison, the first moment we met and every moment we have, you know, hung out, it's just been a vibe. I think the first serious thing we ever did was the Instagram live today with Shaz, when I was like, oh, cool. I didn't, you know, and Shaz like messaged me a few months ago and he was like, oh, you know, Madison, she's like really big on Twitter, you know, like she's a big, you know, one of those tweeters, like a proper uncle. And I was like, oh, damn, she is. Because on Instagram, you don't really kind of post anything, which is why potentially a lot of my followers who are more Instagrammers may not have heard about you. Now, you mentioned, you know, people of different disciplines and obviously trading and property. So the event you're hosting, which is on the 23rd of March in London, that's right,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
This event, you know, is it just for traders or is it for property? Like, what is it?
So this event is for anyone. So the idea of this event is to bring traders, property entrepreneurs, just general entrepreneurs, people who already have a business and need branding, who need to learn how to use social media. This event is literally for anyone who is either an investor or an entrepreneur or who wants to get into the field. There is literally going to be something for everyone. And the purpose of it really is to help people understand the importance of diversification. And just really teaching people that multiple streams of income is really where it's at. And obviously giving people the range of different options that they can do to diversify their income.
Hmm, I love that. And so I think for all my listeners who are probably mainly property people, mm-hmm. it's a great chance for you to understand the sort of the trading industry, how people do it, how normal people do it. And also how, you know, property is cash flow and capital appreciation and it's an asset. But with trading, to my knowledge, it is more of a business. It's more cash flow. It's more active. You've got to kind of be in it. And so, and this is a great way to really bring those two groups of people together. And you're going to have a property panel and you're going to have a trading panel. And there's also a bonus panel. So like you said, there, everything is covered. Who is on the property panel?
So we have obviously none other than you, Tej. Ooh. And then we also have Shaz. We have Kazi, we've got Halkit from Savoy's, and we've also got Ashley Davies from Urban Homes. She specializes in social housing. So yeah, very, very good lineup, if I do say so myself.
You know what? You've got a bunch of people who really do different things and in different parts of the country, and you know, they operate at different scales. And one thing actually that unites all of us, and because I think all of us on the panel actually know each other fairly well and have known each other for years, like years, and have done, you know, videos together, have done, you know, it's a real dynamic bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing, and you think you said this before, is that none of us are dry.
Hmm? Yes. This, you know what, that is the biggest thing for me with this event. So obviously all of you, I've chosen all of you because I know you're about your business and what you talk about is what you do. But more importantly, You all have personality and I get along with all of you so well. I know all of you can kind of bounce off each other as well. And we can just have fun with it and like have banter and just remind people that business itself can be so boring. But when you can surround yourself with people who just can have fun and have humor, it just makes it so much easier.
I love that because it's so important for people to see that, like, despite the fact that, yeah, it's lonely, it's serious, you are working all the time, you know, you are a proper entrepreneur. When we come to things like this, and even generally, we like to have fun, we like to talk and be in our own ways and vibe with each other. And that's so important, you know, for people watching is that, and I think this has changed a lot now, but back in the day, property speakers, you know, it'd be in some basement in some Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so mortgage rates are 3% and then another, and it's just like,
oh, boring.
So like they've got the knowledge, so big up themselves for like, you know, man could have 50 HMOs and like I want to learn from this guy, but when you're dry it just doesn't work. And speaking of, you know, dodgy basement hotels with like old carpets, the venue that you've picked for this event is like pretty flipping cool. What is it?
Yeah, so this venue that I've chosen is actually like, so a lot of bands perform here, so there's a live room, obviously there's going to be like a fully stocked bar, one of the rooms that I've got, it's like, it's not open top, but it's like fully letting natural light in from the ceiling. And then when it gets dark at night, there's a massive disco ball that obviously we can shoot lights off and stuff and just make it super cool and super fun and just super, let's call it Instagrammable, because it is. It's not dry and boring. Like, it's a place where people just come to have fun.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures online and it's definitely like very Shoreditch, you know, kind of Instagram vibes, slightly industrial grungy. But like it still looks clean, you know, because sometimes you get a bit too grungy, it's a bit dirty. So we're keeping this on that kind of vibe. And it's called Electro Works, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
And this is literally, I mean literally, next to Angel, it's behind Angel train station.
Yes, literally.
Amazing. And you've got the Regent's Canal behind it, cute little vibes. Obviously, if you're drinking, maybe don't walk by canals because, you know.
Someone's done their research.
Yeah, I'm a Londoner, man. I know the ends. I know this place. Okay. And there'll be some parking around. You just got to drive around. So 23rd of March, at what time should people get there?
So it starts at 3. The panels will be starting promptly at 4 p.m. So if you're not there by then you may not get into the panel discussion. But yeah, starts at 3. Amazing. And
there's food as well, isn't there?
There is. So we have a chef. Food can be pre-ordered. There may be some spares if you forget to order and you need it on the day. But ideally, pre-order food if you can. But yeah, we have a great, we've got great two options of food.
I was going to say, it's not like the usual watercress and mayo sandwiches. You've got some of our ethnic foods in there. I love it.
Yes.
So listen, let me just correct you, Madison. There will be no spares because any spares I will be taking. I'm coming with boxes.
You might have to fight Kazi, to be fair.
You know what? He ain't going to bring boxes. He's too cool for that.
Yeah.
I'll bring the boxes in a bag. And you know what I'm saying? So if you don't order your food beforehand, I'm telling you, you better go to Tesco's and get a grenade bar beforehand. Like, it's not happening. And lastly, for people who, you know, maybe follow some traders and whatnot, who's on the trading panel?
So on the trading panel, we have a crypto guy called Wolf, who is absolutely smashing it at the moment. He actually also owns a hedge fund. We have a asset management company called Elysium Capital. We have Kieran coming to represent them. We also have a stock trader and more of a long-term investor called Ben Sparham, who he will actually also be helping me host. Mm-hmm. And then we have two guys who do like macroeconomics. So that's like the fundamentals of what's going on in the world that kind of affects how the charts move when it comes to trading. And that is David Bell and Joel Ashugba. And literally everyone that is on that panel is like tried and tested. They know what they're talking about, because I know what it's like when it comes to trading. Everyone hears the word trading, forex, and just thinks scam. But I just want to kind of give people the information that they need and understand that trading is not a scam, whichever type you're doing, whether it's Forex, stocks, crypto, whatever it is. And the people that you really want to listen to when it comes to trading are the people who are not posting Lambos. So, yes.
You heard it here first, people. Amazing. So, March 23rd, 3 p.m., order your food beforehand. Get yourself sorted out. Be prepared for a party, because if I know something about medicine, you know, it's like P. Diddy. You got to tell him to stop. This one's a party.
Hey. We're not comparing with P. Diddy.
So, Madison, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm so looking forward to this event. And for everyone listening, like, you know, I don't just speak at any event. You know, I don't just promote anything. We don't have adverts on the podcast. I don't have any paid promotions, although I will accept paid promotions. But I only talk about things that I actually like. So March 23rd, we will see you then.
Yes. Thank you for having me.